Ferris State extends their unbeaten streak to 15 consecutive games in a row, not losing in the months of November and December, as they beat the Michigan State Spartans 2-0 here tonight in East Lansing heading into Christmas break. Joined now in the postgame show by assistant coach Dave Sensor. Coach, it seems like you and I just have always been having great conversations after each one of these games, and not losing right now, you got to be proud of this hockey club.
Yeah, Dom, absolutely. It was a great effort tonight by everybody. All throughout the entire lineup, we really played a really responsible game, I think, defensively. And, CJ played great when he was called upon in net. And, we got a couple of good opportunistic goals. And at the end of the night, this is a really good Michigan State team. And, they got Matt Berry, the forward, who's very talented back. They've got, they're a good team. So at the end of the year, this is going to really stack up as a quality win for us, I think.
Yet again, Ferris State strikes on the power play. I know your counterpart, assistant coach Mark Kaufman, says when we score on the power play, we always win the game. And today, Ferris State gets the victory. Were you happy with the special teams even shutting out Michigan State 6-for-6 on the PK?
Yeah, we probably wound up in the box a little more than we'd like to. But at the end of the day, I think the penalty kill was really good. And, I credit our penalty killers and our defensemen as a group for really battling through those. CJ made a couple saves when he had to, but for the most part, we just really limited their opportunities. And, the guys did a good job. They worked hard, and, they really worked as a group of four. And, you give them a lot of credit for killing those penalties the way they did.
How big is this win for the emotions of this hockey club when these players go home for break, going off on a victory, and also with this streak right now? It's got to be good for when they come back here as well.
Right on, yeah. It's huge. And, in some ways it's a great time for a break, because it's been, a tough road, and we have a huge second half in front of us. It's going to be a really tight WCHA race, it looks like, with Minnesota State and the rest of the teams, really battling it out. And so in some ways, it's good to get a break right now before, the second half starts. But in some ways, when you're rolling, you kind of just want to keep going.
Yeah.
So it's good and bad. But, yeah, it's a great way to end the first half of the season. That's for sure on a high note. And, I think the guys were really excited about this game coming in, knowing it was a Hall of Fame game. And, it had a lot of national exposure. And, there was going to be a trophy on the line. And it's kind of a big deal. We've never played in a Hall of Fame game before. And it's it rotates between conferences. For people that don't know, it's usually played at the beginning of the season. But this year it was played, this week before Christmas. And, it's two different teams from two different conferences every year put on by the Hockey Commissioners Association. And it's a great honor to be invited. So for us to be able to play in this game, this year, and then come out and play the way we did, I know the guys were very inspired by that, and they wanted to definitely put on a good show tonight.
The ranking of number four for Ferris State, from coming into these places like Michigan and Michigan State, and obviously they have large fan bases, it's got to be huge for this program to be able to have this ranking. And now going into the Mariucci Classic in Minnesota, in the Minnesota Golden Gopher Tournament, this says a lot about this program, and it makes people realize that this is a team to be reckoned with, and also a first class, a exceptional program, and overall just off the ranking. Would you agree?
Right, absolutely, Dom. So it is great for us, in the national picture to get that kind of attention. But you know what? I was really thinking tonight, though, it really says a lot about our league, too, because, I thought we really came into the Michigan game and the Michigan State game battle-tested and ready. Like, I thought we were very strong on our sticks, strong on pucks. And, the teams we play week in, week out, those are battles every night. And, we're so used to having those one goal, really, really physical games where, every goal is a muck it out, grind it out goal right in front of the net. And you really have to be a man in front of each, in the blue paint on each side. And I think that really, really prepared us to play these two games this week. And, I thought, honestly, we were the stronger team both nights, and we were stronger, with stick strength, and we were probably more battle tested, So that's a great credit to the WCHA as a whole, and I think it says a lot for, whoever, wins this league and makes a run in the national tournament is going to be a handful, because, week in, week out, you really have to battle in the WCHA, and it's showing here that it's going to help on the national picture as well.
Ferris State will head home for the Christmas vacation, and they'll come back. We'll fly to Minneapolis for a tournament at the Mariucci Classic of the Minnesota Golden Gopher Tournament. And just looking ahead to that series, you probably haven't done much research yet. It's so far away, and you have all break to do it. But what you know about the tournament and as well as the competition inside?
Well, it's a great tournament. We're so excited to be going back there. It's a lot of fun to go to Minneapolis and play in that environment. And, you hope we get to, we win, the Gophers win, and we get to play them in the championship game at night. And that's an awesome environment. It's one of the great moments in college hockey, great experiences in college hockey to go through that. But it's a handful there, too. It's a bigger ice surface. It's an Olympic ice surface, so there's a lot more space. And, they're kind of a run-and-gun kind of team. So you know that about the Gophers going in. They're exceptionally skilled. They'll be missing their head coach and a couple of players to the World Junior Championships. So You know, who knows what kind of factor that'll play into the whole thing. Colgate, we played them twice, and they're basically a WCHA team. You know, they are a grinded out, physical, tough team. We split with them the first weekend of the season out in New York, so we know what to expect there. And RPI is a team we've played four times the last 2 years, so we know their game plan. They're kind of they're a very physical, kind of go out of your way to hit you kind of team. So we know what to expect. You know, we're going to have to be ready to go from the get-go on that one, because they're a very emotional, charged up, you know, come at you hard type of hockey club. So we know that going in, but we're just excited for the opportunity to go out to Minneapolis again. And I think this is probably the third or fourth time since I've been here that we've been out there. So it's a lot of fun going to that tournament, and hopefully we can have some good success there.
Last question for you, Coach. Obviously, this is a great and a special year so far. It's not even close to being over with. Still a lot of hockey. You grew up in Big Rapids. You've watched a lot of Ferris State hockey teams come through these buildings every year. Is this one of the best that you've seen, in top three, top four type program so far this year?
Well, that's a great question, Dom. It's because, you know, we haven't put together the whole thing yet. So at the halfway point, you have to give it a great, you know, an A grade. And with this streak, that's definitely something special. So I give the guys a lot of credit for that. And so you'd have to say, yeah, you know, the streak that these guys have put together, the way they battle night in, night out, and the resiliency they've showed throughout those 15 games, yeah, they have the ability to become something special. You know, it's been a great first half is what it's been, you know. And we have to go back to work, you know, come up for air quickly and then get back to work and really make it, you know, complete the picture and make it a special season instead of just a special first half. Because at the end of the day, you know, no one's going to be talking, boy, that team was really good in the first half. You know, you want to be there at the end, and that's what we want. And, you know, our goal is, we're flat out, we'll say it, we want to win championships. And the WCHA championship is something that, you know, this team is really, really, you know, has as a goal. And you know, I know they're going to work really hard to try to get that goal to come to fruition, but it's going to be a tough road. And, you know, the teams we have to play and the travel we face in the second half, we're going to have to be full marks to get that. And so it's kind of, you know, you're right. It's been an awesome first half, and you kind of got to look back now that, you know, we get a little break and say, wow, you know, the guys deserve a lot of credit. But at the end of the day, it's just a great first half is what it was.
As always, Coach, we appreciate your time. Merry Christmas to you and your wife, and we'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
Steve Sensor, the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey team, with his thoughts and comments in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 2-0 over the Michigan State Spartans and extend their unbeaten streak to 15 consecutive games. That's the nation's longest. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights after this. It's the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.